Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening, especially you people that my audience, my dear audience, that ask every week, you come back and listen to what I have to say. And who the hell is, who am I? I am the world's only happiness specialist. And what that means is that in every moment, in every present moment, my intention, my experience, the only thing that is important, what I prioritize is this thing called happiness. It's got to be number one. And let me say this before, you know, I use that word happiness, but that word is interchangeable with the following words. Contentment. Internal contentment, internal peace, balance, feeling relaxed, having an energy of satisfaction. You know, it's very simple. You're either feeling content or not. You're either feeling peace or you're feeling drama. You're either feeling satisfied or dissatisfied. And this journey is so interesting because it gives us opportunities in every moment to experience peace. Well, what do you mean every moment experience peace? That's not possible because there's some moments that aren't peaceful, Rebecca L. Norrington. What do you mean every moment it can be peace? What? I'm here to tell you and say that I've experienced it. In the middle of a storm, in the middle of any life storms you could throw at me, you have the ability to be rooted in, your foundation is in peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, balance, relaxation. In other words, you navigate through this life with your shoulders down, and you are relaxed. My definition of happiness is to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And I'm here to practice it, and I'm here to walk it, not just talk it. I'm here to walk it and to share with you these strategies because it really is, you know, this being happy, being peaceful, feeling peaceful is our life. Our strategies and skills, that's what I want to say. I want to say skills, just like any other skill. Just like any other skill. If you are an iron chef, I love watching those cooking shows. If you are an iron chef, you didn't get to be an iron chef without practice. If you are a musician that plays Carnegie Hall, you didn't get there without practice. And football season is in, and these professional guys practice. You don't get to be at the top of your field. You don't get to experience mastery without practice. And so this being happy, this feeling content, this feeling peaceful is a practice. It is a daily moment-by-moment practice. And when you choose to prioritize it as it's the only thing that matters. I'm just going to speak for myself. It is the only thing that matters. You know, when I was younger, I wanted to be happy more than anything. I wanted to be happy. And like everything else, I thought this being happy meant, oh, I got to do something. I had to achieve something. I had to be in a relationship. I had to have certain money. I had to look a certain way. All of this crap. And I'm here to tell you, and you know in your gut because you see it out there in the world, that there is a lot of discontent. If you see anyone angry, can somebody be angry and happy at the same time? Ooh, I start talking and I forget to do a little bit of business. So the business is this. I am available for weekend retreats, speeches, talks, one day, 1 hour. I am available. Just contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And or I have another email, rlnsignature@gmail.com. That's rlnsignature, one word, @gmail.com, my initials. Let's dive right into the topic today. So, and also, let me say, if you want to call in and speak with me and ask a question live, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon and or Lulu.com, L-U-L-U. Twitter account is R.L. Norrington. Facebook is Reality Spirituality. Instagram is Reality Spirituality. Woof! I'm also on LinkedIn, too. So that's that. I need a tape of that. I can do it. Because, I don't know, it's just, I've never been a salesperson, but am I selling the behaviors and practices of being happier? Yes, I guess I am a salesperson as far as that goes, but everything else, no, I need help. Anyway, let's get back to the topic. Today's topic is letting go of thinking that you know. I like when things rhyme. You know, my father, the last few years of his life, actually more than the last few years, maybe the last 10 years or so of his life, he rhymed and he read signs. I mean, when I was driving and he was in the back seat of the car, he'd love to read signs and rhyme. He was a rhymer. And he read signs. So I like rhyming. And today's topic is letting go of thinking that you know. In fact, let me just give a shout out to Ralph Norrington because October the 5th was the anniversary. It was his birthday. And I've been feeling my father for the last few days really, really strong. I actually felt him yesterday at the senior center when I was volunteering with the breakfast. Every Saturday there's a breakfast and I volunteer. I was feeling my dad because I was telling some of his jokes at the senior center. So shout out to Ralph Norrington. Thank you, Dad, for always being around. And you know, for anybody that's experienced death with their loved ones, you can feel when your loved one's spirit is around you. You can feel them. You can feel their presence. So even though the body is gone, even though the physical body, their spirit, their energy, the essence of who they are, you can feel them. You can feel them. So just letting you know that. One of the things that subtracts from happiness, subtracts from this feeling of internal peace and contentment, is allowing the ego. Now, I use the word ego, but you can use, you know, I was talking to someone this week, and she says, well, what is ego? What does that mean, ego? You know, the words sometimes are very limiting because some of the words that I use can be interchanged with the words and the meaning that you use, just like the word universe. I use the word universe. Some people use the word God, spirit, higher power, source. It, for me, it is all interchangeable. It doesn't matter what word you use as long as you're understanding where I'm coming from. So if you don't want to, if you don't use the word ego, she came up with self. So there's a self with a capital S, and there's a self with a small s. So I'm talking about the small s self, or the ego, or that critical voice, or that energy, that vibration of there's something wrong, something needs to change, there's Houston, there's a problem. All of that is capitalized in this term that I'm going to say is ego. So now you know where I'm coming from. Because the ego has one job. The small self has one job, and that is to make you feel as bad as possible for as long as possible. And it is so tricky, and it is so deep, and I mean, it has got a life and energy of its own. Oh, and even some people call that Satan or the devil. I mean, I've heard it all. So it is so tricky, and it can infiltrate and attack when you least expect it. But just know this. Let me try to simplify it. Know this. That if you're feeling, vibrating, thinking, woe is me, something is wrong, I don't care if it's a relationship, financial, whatever it is, trust that that is not the case. Know the truth that everything that happens and everything that has happened and everything that will happen is in divine order, universal order, God's will. Whatever you want to say, however you want to phrase it, however you want to get that message, know that everything is in order regardless what it looks like and regardless of what it feels like. And let go of thinking that you know. See, it's the ego that wants you to believe, I know why this happened. I know what's the reason. Let me give you a perfect example that just happened this week. One of the things, listen, I'm not running around here claiming to be sitting on a huge windfall, but one of the things that I splurge is having somebody clean my house. And it's been, 20, 25 years when I was living in California. My girlfriend had a cleaning company, and she cleaned. And, I mean, I don't like cleaning. Now I'll clean, the kitchen sink. I'll do that, but I just don't like it. And listen, here we go with I think I know why. You see how my ego just went to I think I know why? But when I was younger, that was one of the things. I mean, it was demanded every week, cleaning, 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 cleaning. Now, some people come out of that experience of cleaning, and they like to clean. I came out of it having an aversion to cleaning. Okay, so the point is this. I have somebody that cleans the house. And living in a new town, that was one of the first things on the agenda. Now, I have gone through, one, two, three. Okay, three people that have come to clean, and then I had to let go. Now, the first person, the reason I'm saying, is because she brought her child with her, which happened, and, I'm talking about a toddler. Anyway, the bottom line is it didn't work out. So the last 2 days ago, the lady that came, which I thought, wow, this woman is perfect. She loves to clean. She's very thorough. On and on and on. I mean, it was a romance made in heaven. It's so interesting how people gravitate to things that they love to do. Like, I love to talk about and teach how to be happier or how to experience more peace in this life. And some people just love to do other things like work on cars or clean or hobbies or crochet. So my thing is this radio show, what I talk about, and other people have other things. So this last woman, she loved to clean, and I'm telling you, first 2-3 months, it was just heaven to come home, and it was a brand new house. I gotta watch my. It was like those like things. Me being a Toastmaster, I can't likes and ums. I gotta watch my speech. Anyway, it was. I can say like on this one. It was like being in a brand new house. It was that clean, spick and span. Now, after maybe a month, I noticed that this wasn't done. This wasn't done. Maybe about 2 or 3 things that either were forgotten or overlooked or whatever. And I'm such a chill. I mean, if you had known me before, trust me. I was one of those angry people that had a temper and was pissed off at anything that moved. And so now, because of the practice and because of prioritizing peace and happiness, I'm chill with really a lot. I mean, so many things that I wouldn't have been chilled with. So I took a little, sent a little text. Oh, you forgot to do A, B, or C, and then I would get a text back. No problem. I'll pay more attention to it, and that was that. But my dear audience, now it became a pattern. And maybe the last 3 months, at least 2 months, there was always something that wasn't done. And not only that, the things that were, you know, like floors and mopping floors, that was not done at all. So it was, for lack of it was now it was a taking advantage, not doing a good job, not doing the job you were hired to do. That's what I really want to say. And with that said, this last week, I gave a text. I mean, this was, you get 3 strikes and you're out. Sometimes you only get 2 strikes. Sometimes only 1 strike. But this was a 3-striker. And I texted and I said, I really appreciate all that you've done. Thank you for your service, but I will no longer be using your service. And, no, actually, first I said, I don't know what to do because I've said things more than once, and it doesn't feel good to me to tell somebody what to do or to remind them something that they're supposed to do. It's really my responsibility to either continue to employ this person or let go. I'm not going to employ someone and just keep complaining about it. I just don't do that. I can't do that anymore. I used to. I hope the story is going somewhere. So it is going somewhere. If you stick with me, there is a point to this story. So with this last text, she sent back a text, my apology. I'll pay more attention. And then I said no. Unfortunately, I'm not going to use your service anymore. And I appreciate all that you've done. And I'm not angry. I wish you and your family well. I mean, I didn't know how other than to be kind, even when I'm saying I will no longer use your service. If you know me, this was not who I used to be. I mean, there would be an edge to all of my deliveries, especially if somebody is promising something that they're going to do and they're not doing it, and I'm paying you for it. But that's the smaller part of the story. The bigger part of the story, I said to myself, I said, well, the reason why The reason why I'm letting her go is because she didn't do A, B, or C, and she didn't do A, B, or C for the last 2 months or 3 months. And I even reminded her, and I reminded her twice, and she's still not doing it. And I kept thinking that's why that me telling her no, that I wasn't longer going to use her service. And then finally it hit me again, because the universe doesn't allow me to the universe doesn't allow me to get off the trail at all. If I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, I mean, I'm walking it every waking moment. So the universe said, that's not the reason why you let her go. That's not the reason why she is no longer going to come here and, you know, clean the house. Backing up a little bit, 2 months prior to me letting this woman go, no longer using her service, I got a solicited flyer. You know how people put flyers in the mailbox? And it was from a woman, that just moved into the community. And where she moved from Washington, and where she moved from, guess what? She cleaned houses. And she loves to clean houses, and she has tons and tons of references. Well, at the time when I received this flyer, I said, okay, I'll put it away, but I don't need anyone right now because I have somebody that I really, really like. And if you want to ask a question, you just push the number 1 if you want to speak with me live. I have a few people in the queue listening. So I put the flyer away, and I didn't think anything about it because I was already satisfied with the lady that I hired. And sure enough, me thinking that I know why this woman was let go because she didn't continue to do a good job, or she was taking shortcuts, or she was, you know, taking advantage. Some people would say ripping off. It's not even the point. The point is, if somebody is in your life or somebody is communicating with you, that means that it is supposed to be happening. There's a lot of people that have people in their life where they're not talking to them anymore. They're not speaking with them anymore. Whether it's a family member, whether it's an ex, whether it's whatever it is, or even it's a cleaning person, even if it's a cleaning lady. The reason why this woman is not cleaning my house anymore has nothing to do with what she did or what she didn't do. The universe sets everything up in order. It is an order that my little pea brain, I'm not going to say you have a pea brain, I'm just going to speak for myself, that my little pea brain can't even comprehend the bigger order, the bigger picture. And you know what? My ego wants to comprehend. My ego wants to say, oh, I know the reason why. The reason why this woman was let go is because she didn't do A, B, or C, didn't do the job. No. The reason why is because the time is up. She is no longer supposed to be cleaning. She is no longer supposed to be cleaning the house. There is a time for this new woman to come into my life and clean the house. And that is with everything. I mean, I know the story is a little wacky with the cleaning, but it is with any relationship or any experience. If something is happening to you, it is supposed to be happening. If something is not happening, guess what? It's just not time. It's like the avocado. I love this analogy. You know, you pick an avocado from the tree, or from the market get an avocado, and you know an avocado when it's not ripe. An avocado when it's not ripe, you don't eat the avocado when it's not ripe. You don't even cut it. So you wait until the avocado is ripe. And when the time is ripe, everything falls into place. But that your ego will tell you, your small self will tell you, that little critical voice, that little voice, that entity that is unsatisfied with everything, right, that is unsatisfied with everything, will tell you that there's something wrong, will tell you that there's something that I know why I let this woman go, because she didn't A, B, or C, or D, or she was taking advantage, you know, she was taking advantage, or she was not doing a job that she promised. That's not the reason. That's not the reason, folks. There is a bigger reason, and when you let go of thinking that you know what's happening and you know why, well, I'll tell you why for everything. Anything that happens, the reason why it happens is for your betterment, period. For your betterment, for your growth, for your evolution, for your expansion. Everything that happens is here to serve you. Whether it feels like it, whether it looks like it, it doesn't matter. But everything has a purpose and everything has a place, even if, I'm only going to speak about my little pea brain, even if my little pea brain doesn't get it. So this is part of the practice. This is part of the skill that you develop to let go and don't think you know. I don't know. I don't know why. I'm working at volunteering at the senior center, and I'm telling you, the first few months I was there, oh, my goodness, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, these people need to be eating healthier. Why are they eating this food, you know, canola oil? They should be cooking with olive oil, and on and on and on. And my ego found so many things to look at and judge and criticize. But months later, when I say months later, maybe a month, 2 months later, that feeling of looking and finding fault and finding judgments and finding something wrong, it just doesn't flow with this energy of peace. It doesn't flow with knowing that everything is in order. It doesn't flow with any of that. So even though my eyes tell me and I say, well, gee, if I was in charge, these people would have healthier meals. I mean, who eats iceberg lettuce? Is that the lettuce that has no substance? And I'm laughing because if it was me, there's something wrong. The menu needs to be changed. I mean, these are elderly people. There's too much sugar in the diet. You're adding sugar to potato salad. I'm telling you, on and on and on. But now, because I was just there yesterday, and the bacon is just as greasy, and the French toast and the sugar. And listen, the sugar content. Everyone knows that sugar is not healthy. So how can I find peace going in a place where all the food that is served? Can I say all the food that is served? A lot of the food that is served is really not that healthy. But if I'm choosing between peace, happiness, balance, satisfaction, I've got to look and trust that everything that I see or everything that I experience is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Would I set it up like that? No. But I'm not setting it up. It's bigger plan. It's the bigger picture. And it depends on what you believe. You know, beliefs are so deep. They run so deep. One of my students on Tuesday, he said to me, I was talking about perspiring because we were in the gym and I was perspiring because the heat was on. I mean, it's cold here, but the heat was on, and I was perspiring. And he says, you know, girls don't like to perspire. He says, what did he say? No, he says, women or girls don't like to perspire. And I looked at him and I said, well, that's not true. Now, listen, if you know me in real life, I usually don't do the that's not true. I do the my opinion is your opinion, and I would be quiet. But something just you know, I had to say that that's not true. And now I know why I had to say it, to share the story with you today. So I said that's not true. I said, girls that are athletes, I said, athletes like to perspire. And so his belief is that most women don't like to perspire, but my belief is especially about being around athletes, and I mean, perspiration is part of being an athlete. What do you mean you don't like to perspire? I love perspiring. So the point is this, your beliefs, it's really for us to dissect and really ask, are these beliefs true? Is his belief that most women don't like to perspire, is that true? Are my beliefs that athletes love to perspire, is that true? So it's really letting go of all of these programmed, and I'm going to use that word program beliefs, because it's the program that keeps us unhappy. It's the programming that keeps us dissatisfied. It's the programming that keeps us thinking that, oh, something's wrong, if somebody's not talking to me. I know why I'm not talking to my mother. It's because of what she said. I know why I'm not talking to my friend. It's because we had an argument. I know why. No. When you let go of thinking that you know, you actually are humbling, and the only way to quiet that ego, to make that ego eat crow, is to give it a little bit of humble pie. There is nothing that you know, especially if it's because of circumstances, especially if it's because of a situation. What you do know is that everything is in order. See, when I say no, I'm talking about universal terms. I'm not talking about, oh, we had an argument, that's why we're not talking. No, if you have an argument with somebody, not speaking to somebody, it's because it's not time for you to be speaking with them. It has nothing to do with the argument. It has nothing to do with what happened. If there's a deeper, deeper reason, deeper, deeper meaning that is under and existing through all of this surface stuff. You know, when I talk about universal foundation, I'm talking about accepting the present moment and not judging that there is anything wrong with the present moment. Being okay with uncertainty. How many of you are okay with uncertainty? How many of you have peace with uncertainty? How many of you can let go of past and the future? I mean, neither one of them adds to happiness. So this being okay with uncertainty is a huge one. And a big one, another one is trusting and allowing the moment, allowing life to unfold. It's really being in the back seat and allowing the universe, God, spirit, source, to guide you and to you can get a sense. You know, we all have intuition. We all have intuition, and you can feel it when you tap in and when you practice. You can feel it. There's really nothing for you to do. nothing for you to do. No goals to achieve, other than to live consciously, other than to be in the present moment, other than to trust, surrender, let go, other than to stay out of everybody's business and know that these people out there, all these people that you claim to care about and love, know that they're on their journey too. See, it's about humbling the ego. The more you feed the ego, the more you feed the ego, the more power it's going to have, especially when we're challenged. See, it's really interesting. The ego, it might feel like it's, you know, in hibernation, sleeping. Well, it's asleep. But I'm telling you, that ego just jumps out, that critical voice just jumps out when you least expect it, even in the middle of being feeling peaceful. But when you practice, it's just like riding a bike or driving a stick shift car. When you practice trusting and letting go, it doesn't matter how you're feeling in the moment, because you trust that everything is happening for your betterment. Everything is happening for a good reason. Everything is happening so you will grow and expand. Everything is happening for your evolution. When you trust that and you know that and you surrender and you let go and you take your hands off the wheel and you let go of this imaginary illusion of having control, more you will experience more moments of peace and contentment, regardless of what's going on outside. The other thing I want to say is this life is a, you know, to be peaceful, to stay peaceful, it's a strategy. It really life has strategies. And this week I I fell into this scam. There was this product I saw an ad. I don't really remember, but there was an ad for the skincare, the skincare product, and it was $4.99. It's a 30-day trial. Try it just for 30 days, and and that's it for $4.99. It's free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. And I'm saying, okay, you know, listen, I'll put a little extra cream on my face and get rid of the wrinkles. This was the cure. This is what really got me. And it had all of these different people that were endorsing it. I mean, big name people. I said, wow, they look good. Big name people. Oh, I know one of the big ones was Judge Judy. And, you know, Judge Judy looks pretty good for 70-something. I said, wow, this is the same skin cream Judge Judy uses? I'm going to order a free sample. Well, come to find out, my dear audience, that it was a scam. And now I got to call the credit card, and I got to get my credit card number. But in the meantime, after I canceled it, I received a call. I received a call from that company. I don't know what company, because according to the credit card, they use a lot of different companies. I mean, they said they have 40 or 50 different companies that they use. And it is really a scam to get your credit card number. And I know, hands up in the air, I fell for it like hook, line, and sinker. Just for beauty. Hook, line, and sinker. And this woman calls me from this credit, and after I canceled it, and the credit card lady is telling me, no, it's a scam. Cancel. So I did. I get a call on my phone, and I said, well, I said, I found out that this is a scam and that this is fraud. And this salesperson on the phone started getting really, what do you mean it's a scam? It's not a scam. We're offering you a free sample for $4.99. How can that be a scam? I mean, she actually started arguing, you know, really getting huffy. And I said, you know, I'm not angry with you. I said, I'm just letting you know that I'm not going to be purchasing it and I'm canceling. And she said, but you said it was a scam, and I resent that. And my dear audience, I'm telling you, see, people are so easy for me, especially angry people. They're so easy for me because angry people, all you're telling me is that you're hurting, that you are feeling bad. You know, my biggest thing is, what does the humpback man want more than anything else in his life? What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else in his life? That's a question, my dear audience. No, not to get rid of the hump. No, not to find a woman with the hump. No, not to stand up straight. The man with the hump in his back, the person that is angry, the man with the hump in his back wants you to have a hump too. So know that anybody that expresses anger or this rage, know that it's never personal. It's always about what they're feeling, they're experiencing, and it's not personal. So I never take somebody getting angry at me personally at all. In fact, this is really bad, I can actually laugh about it. But what I said to her, and I'm telling you that I knew that this is the only way I can fight back. I'm sorry. This is the only way a happiness specialist can fight back. I said, this isn't personal. What I'm saying about your company being a scam is not personal. And she said, it is personal. Well, I'm taking it personally. And this is what I said to her. This is the only way I can fight back. And I said, why don't you take a moment? This is so bad, audience. I can't even believe I'm admitting this on air. I said, why don't you take a moment and give me a smile? Oh, God. Can you imagine when a person is enraged and angry and the other person says, why can't you just take a breath and give me a smile? It was like adding fuel to fire. And I have to say, left hand up in the air, I have to say, 99%, I said, you know, I don't think that's going to calm her down. I don't think that's going to really work. But this happiness specialist didn't really want it to work. This happiness specialist did the only thing that I could do, that I could say at the moment. Because it made me smile, but she got so upset that she hung up the phone. And sure enough, I had more texts, more unsolicited calls on my cell phone, more all of that. So now I had to come up with another solution. Now, this is a secret, secret weapon. This is a weapon that it has been tested. I'm not saying it's going to work 100% of the time, but if somebody's enraged, if somebody is in that tornado, in the middle of that tsunami, and they are spewing rage and anger and all this fire at you, there is only one thing, and I tested it. I've tested it before. There is only one thing that you can do as a conscious, making a conscious choice, and that is to throw out a sympathy card. What? Sympathy card? What is that? That is to throw out a sympathy card, meaning that if somebody is ever that angry, that the strategy of using a sympathy card, meaning that now it's time to hit them with their hearts, hit them in the heart. And the only thing that I found, I mean, listen, you might find something else, but the only thing that I found that will really pour water on that fire is the sympathy card of either I'm dying, somebody that I know is dying, the death or the ill health, I have cancer. You see what I'm saying? You see how to throw. Now listen, you might say, well, gee, that sure is whatever you want to say. But when I made a commitment to prioritizing peace, I will use whatever method is possible to experience a peaceful situation. And so there was another call that it was from the same company. I mean, it was a whole week of quote-unquote harassing calls. And finally, I mean, even to the point of me saying, can you please take my number off your calling list? even that request was met with why would we? We offer good products. And I finally had to pull it out, my dear audience. I finally had to pull it out. I'm dying. I've got cancer. I've got whatever. And when I say that, it's the only thing. When you're fighting with anger now, I'm not saying that's going to work with everybody. But I'm saying in the middle of a storm, the only way, this is good, it's out there, these are some strategies that are out there, the only way to combat that anger is to come up with some kind of thing that's going to force the other that angry person to instantly feel sympathy for you. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Life is about, navigating through this life is about strategies with people. And it's about humbling the ego. I could go toe-to-toe and argue and fight and do all that. That's what I used to do. But guess what? It doesn't feel good to me anymore. Fighting doesn't feel good. Giving up, surrendering feels good. Surrendering, humbling, backing all the way down feels good now. Again, letting go of thinking that you know everything is in order regardless of how it feels. And with that last example, I know that's some new kind of shit. I don't know if anybody talks about using strategies to diffuse anger from these people. But I'm telling you that all I'm giving you, all I'm sharing are different perspectives, different ways, different strategies, different skills. And you try it. You know what it is? It's like being kind to the bully. It's being loving to somebody that's mean. It's like yesterday when the lady at the senior center was really not very, you know, she doesn't really talk to me. I don't want to say the word mean, but, you know, very dismissive. And she dropped an egg yesterday. I mean, an egg just dropped to the floor. She's a little bit older. And I said, oh, I'll get that for you. Now, I'm telling you right now, if this was 10 years ago and somebody wasn't really nice to me and mean to me, she'd pick up her own egg. She'd bend over and get her own egg. But this humbling and surrendering and bowing down is very powerful. It's like the same thing. It's the same lesson. It's the same teaching that Jesus on the cross. He's up there being stabbed. It's not. It's about the lesson. Stabbed, spit on, nailed, speared, and he says, forgive them. It's throwing back at them peace. When you throw a peace ball at somebody, when you throw just that energy at somebody, it's hard for people to fight with peace. It's hard. I think it's impossible to fight with love and to fight with peace, universal love and to peace. Anyway, that's the show this week. What do you think? I agree with you totally. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, go to YouTube and search Rebecca Norrington or Reality Spirituality. I've got a few videos up there from a book signing at the beginning of the year. Follow me on Facebook at Reality Spirituality. And until next time, my dear audience, until next week, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be patient and be kind to these people because they're doing the best that they can, and it's never personal. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Have a conscious week. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now,
that's what I'm about to say. Time to get real.